July is the midsummer timeout in the 7-month abalone fishing season, and this year has seen some changes in the rules governing when and where they can be taken. Captain Steve Risky, the veteran California Fish and Wildlife Warden in charge of enforcement efforts on the North Coast and beyond, explains what's different this year.
Fort Ross is now a closed area from Fort Ross Cove south to Jewel Gulch, and that was due primarily to the die-off that we had in 2011. The population was too declined to keep that area open, so that's a complete closure. We also have the 8 o'clock a.m. start time, which is different from what it used to be at sunrise, and then along with that, we have a limit that was brought down to 18 from the previous 24 annual limit. And only 9 of those 18 can be taken south of the Mendocino-Sonoma County line.
The smaller limits are an extension of past changes, adds Carol Rose, a member of the Recreational Abalone Advisory Council. But the regional closure is something new.
The abalone laws have always been universal. There has never been, up until recently, a difference between what you can do here and what you can do there, and what you can do in Eureka, what you can do in Sonoma, what you can do in Marin. But that has changed, and that's where it needed to change, because the big hit from that die-off was Sonoma-Marin.
Risky says the state is also moving toward more computerized controls on the abalone permits.
We also automated our license system, which helps us prevent people from buying multiple abalone report cards, which we know was going on in past years, and that's reduced the number of duplicate licenses out there.
Getting the cards turned in at the end of the season is another challenge, one that Carol Rose says got a boost last year from an unusual source.
The rumor was that you couldn't buy a new abalone card for 14 if you didn't turn in your 13 card. The response rate on turning in the cards went from 15% to 50%. All it took was the rumor to increase the return by two-thirds.
The closure and other changes were widely publicized as this year's permits were being sold, says Captain Risky, and it appears that divers have responded by moving farther north into Mendocino County. But that's had little effect on Fish and Wildlife's constant vigilance against poaching, a necessity when a single black market abalone can bring as much as $100. But some would-be poachers are more adept than others.
One guy knew he had an undersized abalone, and we were on the left side of him coming into the checkpoint. He decided to throw the abalone out the right side of his vehicle, and unfortunately for him, threw it in the back of one of our parked patrol units. It made a loud clang when it hit the bed of the truck, and it was easily recovered by the wardens.
Outside of the area where the die-off occurred, the North Coast abalone fishery remains healthy, even as it gets thinned out considerably each season.
We sell about 38,000 abalone report cards a year, and there are, well, now 18 potential abalone taken on each report card. That doesn't count the illegal abalone that are taken also. So, yeah, it's a lot of abalone.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.